Okay, so last week we learned this Gemara about a person davening Achuri Beis HaKnesses Nikra Rosha, which is very harsh Lashon. We had a big machlokas. We didn't really see the Tosos inside, but we saw the Shitas. Basically, it comes out Rashi and Tosos. We saw it more in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Two Shitas, using our position here in the shul. Outside over there, if you're right in the back of the shul, facing the parking lot, that was Shitas Rashi. Three things wrong. Number one, you're outside the shul. Number two, you're davening the opposite way than the Tzibur. And you're davening opposite the Heichal. Three problems. Tosos held that you're davening outside in the front of the shul, facing the street.
The same direction.
So your back is to the shul and you're outside the shul. According to Tosos, the back to the shul, your back to the shul is like the biggest problem. Even though you're davening the same way as the Tzibur, your back's to the shul, it's a big problem. Right, according to Tosos, if you would be davening outside in the back, facing
the shul, that'd be better.
Oh, no. Yeah, there'd be no problem with that. Okay, everybody hold that's good. Right. Everybody hold that's okay. Yeah, no one hold your Rasha there. Fine. So then we had a story at the end of the Gemara. So let's go back to the Gemara. Let's read the story. Where is the story over here? Go down to the big, big lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines. Six lines in the big line. Second word in the line. Hahu Gavra. Rabbeinu Beis. Six lines into the big, big line. Second word in the line. Hahu Gavra. Hahu Gavra the Komatzli Achuri Beis Knesset. So we had a guy. There was a guy who's davening in this position, the Rasha position. Avachuri Beis Knesset. Pick either Rasha Shita or Pictosis Shita, whichever one it was. Veloma Hader Api Beis Knesset. He didn't turn his face towards the Beis Knesset, which Abai told us that would get you out of the Rasha, you know, status. So Chalaf, this is going to be a big machlokas over here about the next word, but Chalaf Elio, let's read our Gersa. Elio passed by. Chazye, he saw what was going on. This guy is acting like a Russian. Idmi le Kitaye, so this is one way they understand it. He disguised himself. He made himself look like an Arab, which is what he's about to do is what Arabs do, clearly. Amale Kadu Bar Kiyamta Kami Maracha. It seems like you're making two. Kadu, do is two. Bar kiyamta kamei marach, it sounds, it looks like you're making two rishuyos in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're davening. Like this Jew is davening, but since he was facing outside, let's just say Shitas Rashi, right, his back was to the shul, he's facing the other way, you're making it look like there's two rishuyos. Because why aren't you in the shul facing the heich like everybody else? I see you with a sitter. You're saying Baruch Atah Hashem, but you're totally off. So he says, you're looking, making him look like two rishuyos. Shalaf Safsara the Katla. He takes out his sword and killed him.
This guy should have snuck his Ezra's notion in the back.
See ya. Okay, so I mean, this is the mice. Rashi says, Rashi bring that, I think. Yeah. Chalaf Ahutaya. So look at this. Our Girsa says Chalaf Eliyahu. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Rashi doesn't have that Girsa. Chalaf Ahutaya. An Arab was walking by and saw this Jew, which is already a funny thing. Every Girsa you have is going to have a question on it. Right, so an Arab walks by and sees this Jew and then kills him. Why would an Arab care what a Jew is doing? But, oh well, actually, that's not true nowadays. They do care, actually, a lot, unfortunately.
Rashi just assuming that we know he's the Eliyahu.
What do you say?
An Arab. Unless we assume that Rashi is thinking that it's just Eliyahu dressed as an Arab. Calling him an Arab.
So there is. I think is we'll see. Maybe I think Ben Yoyada says that originally. Oh, we'll see it in time. But someone says in Ashita that it was not known at the time
that it wasn't.
Yeah. Later, the Chum said that must have been Elio Navi, and they put Elio Navi in the Gemara.
Oh.
Okay. You know.
So they changed the Gemara after Rashi already commented on
it. I don't know who added it. I'm not sure.
So a person who davens behind the base measures.
Watch out.
He's chayav misa.
So this is the question they ask. We're going to see. They ask this question. He's called a Rasha, but you kill every Rasha. He's mamash chayav misa. So they're going to ask a lot of unfortunately going to ask that question. So Rashi says kadu bar. What's this yud beis? So they just, here in Misur, you see that yud beis near Misur Sashas? Right. There's a Rashi kadu bar has a yud beis. Go left. In the margin says Masar Shashas, go down to Yud Beis. Kishtei Rishuyus. Ken Kasab Rashi Ben Yaakov. Rashi says simply in the Ein Yaakov Kishtei Rishuyos. It looks like two Rishuyos, two powers. Right? That's a problem. So Rashi says Kadu is Shtei. The word Kadu means two. Du. Duo. Meaning we also have such a lashon. Bar means Rishus. Ki hai damri besuka, hai da ali bebar. Those who come in with Rishus. So Rashi is explaining the words Kadu, Bar. Fine. Adkan, that's the Gemara, Pashup Shad. According to the Gemara, Eliyahu comes, sees this guy, kills him. According to Rashi, it seems like an Arab merchant. Let's start with the Marsha. So go to the back of the book. In the Marsha, right just after the Rosh, you should have a sticky there.
Sticky.
So go to the top of the page, it'll say Marsha. Help out your friends if he needs help. It's on page Zion of the Marsha. This is the Marsha. So page Zion. Here. So page Zion of the Marsha, you go down to Chalaf Eliyahu. Is that over here? Which Gemara is this? Yeah. So page, I already have it?
Yeah, first column.
It's the right column, page 9, the right column, almost halfway down, Chalaf Eliyahu v'chazi idmei l'taya. Here, everybody see it? My finger's over here. If you have the page.
The bold?
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. So Chalaf Eliyahu v'chazi idmei l'taya. Okay, so that's the girsa. The riff, as we'll see, I really jumped the gun. You know what? Sorry. Hold your finger on the place. Hold your hand on the place. Turn the pages to the riff. You know, we should go in the order. Let's go in order. Hold your hand on the place. Turn to the back of the riff. And I'm making this very difficult for people. We should have a class on how to turn the pages. Yeah. Page Gimel of Bays. Page Gimel of Bays. It looks like a Gemara again. Remember that? The riff.
The one that says Rabbeinu Yonah on it.
Yeah, okay, that's which is really the riff. Yeah.
Which page in Rabbeinu Yonah?
Gimel Amud Beis.
Right.
And we're working over here.
How do pages work for the? I don't understand what Gimel Amud Beis means. Like, not relative. To
this
the
Gimel Amud Beis.
I know that, but it's not relative to the Gemara. Just his pages.
No, yeah, it's just his pages. Okay. And he actually starts an olive. Okay. So if you look in, if I have it.
Show us where.
Yeah. So it's.
All right.
It's the second big line. Gimel Amud Beis,
it's
second
the
big line.
First one to go to. Why is it not the first in the back?
I'm not sure. I don't know how the order was made. The Rosh is first. I mean, the Piskei Tosos. Maybe we should go take a journey through the Gemara. There's even, you ever see this? I'm not going to say it now, but there's a Piskei Tosos. You've probably never seen this before. You've seen it? And right in the at the end of the Gemara is Piskei Tosos. I don't know who wrote it. I think the Tur.
Ben Aparet, Piskei Tosos. There's different, yeah.
He writes out, he takes from Tosos all throughout the Masechta and writes a little Sikkim, and what's the Halacha L'maisa. Yeah, it's interesting. Maybe one day we'll see it. Sometimes you see a machlokas between the Sikkim and what you came out with in Tosfos. And then you're like, oh, okay, here we go again. There's another 6 weeks of Shir. So he says, Amr B'chelba, we'll just read the Gemara, Amr B'chelba, Amr B'huna. There we have it. Call him a spal, a chubibes kines, anybody who davens behind the shul, Nikra Rasha, Shinemar, Savav, Risha, Misalechun, right? The Risha are always on the outside of the circle, right? You got to get him in. Amr Abaye, Lomar El Deloma Hadapilu Bekinishna. This is only, he's only a Rosh, but he doesn't turn his face to the Shul. Aval, Mahadapilu Bekinishna, but if he does turn his face to the Shul, Leslan Ba. He's not called a Rosh. So then he goes on. Hu Gavra, Dahavu Matzle, Achuri Bekinishna. There was a guy who was diving behind the Shul. Velohav Mahadapilu Bekinishna, and he didn't turn his face to the Shul. Cholof Ahutaya. No Elio. This Arab came by. Chazye. Right, and he says, "Amalei kadubar kiamta kamei barach shaka safsire paske l'reishay." Right, he says you dive into two rishuyas, takes out a sword and cuts off his head. He also added that, I think. Right, our gemara didn't say cut off his head, did it? No, our gemara said katle, he killed him, but the Arab way of killing people is cutting off heads, I guess, unfortunately, and that was how he killed him.
Pretty intense.
Pretty intense, yeah. Fine. So that's the gear so that the riff has clear. And then the Rosh, very often, you should just know, the Rosh was one of the Balei Tosos, the father of the Tur. So he very often, very, very often, just basically brings the Lashon that the Tur had, and then he'll sometimes say his comments. But very often you'll see he just quotes the Tur himself, which adds to Eli's question, then why don't you put the Riff first, and then the Rush. We always put the I got confused when I was younger. I was always learning the Rush, and then I would learn the Riff. Like, oh my gosh, he's saying the same thing. It's because the Rush just quoted the Riff. He doesn't tell you that. He just does that. Okay, go back to the Marsha.
So what did we just see here?
We just wanted to see inside the Riff, so our eyes could be purified by seeing the words of the Riff inside, that he leaves out the word Elio, and therefore it was just an Arab merchant came and killed this Yid.
And cut off his head.
And cut off his head. That we're not going to be dyke so much in. We're going to just be dyking Elio.
Maybe he's wearing tefillin and shalrosh.
It presumes that the Arab knew all of the halakhas of what a Jew is supposed to do.
So these are questions that they have. Like, well, what shaykh is an Arab coming and killing?
Yeah.
He cares if there's two Rishuyos.
No, but like because the guy was doing that, he was susceptible to getting killed by the Mazikun.
Yeah, but why was he saying, oh, you're diving two Rishuyos? You know, like he's like a big, this Arab's like this big lamdan over here. Okay, let's see the Marsha.
Okay, it's one question. The last line over here says, "I'm Rav Yishuv Ben Levi, Ashladim Shabbar Achrei Pesach Knesses, B'Shar Shas Super Mispalim."
It's not a Gemara, yeah.
If you would be davening behind the shul when the tzibur wasn't davening, would that be?
I don't know that Gemara yet, how that works out. I was thinking about doing it. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. I'm not sure. Because the Riff puts it together. It's very similar. Gemara. Maybe we'll talk to do it this week. But I didn't look at it yet. So the Marsha says, Chol v'aliyah v'chazi idmei, back here, your finger exercises, yeah? So Chol v'aliyah v'chazi idmei l'ketai. B'Riff lo gesin chol v'aliyah. The Riff does not have the girsa that Elio passed by. V'chulei. Ella, Chol v'hutayah, chazi, this Arab merchant, Stam guy, comes by, and he sees v'chein nirim pirash Rashi, right? Rashi, when he's explaining the Gemara, he leaves out the word Elio. V'chein nirim k'tzas, and it seems probable that this was the Gersa leaving out Elio. D'mishum sh'asa kach ein adome she'chayiv misa she'ergei Elio. Because the guy davens on the back of the shul, and yes, he's called a Rasha, but Elio should come and kill this guy. And that'd be rough. Okay, so therefore, the Marsha says, Pashit, it makes sense that you take out Elio from the Gemara. But then he wants to say, yeah, but Lamai said Elio's in the Gemara, so what do you do with our gears?
But he's saying it makes more sense to take Elio out of the Gemara?
Yeah. And Pashit Pshat, because it doesn't make
he's
so much sense
Chayv
that...
Misa?
He's not Chayv Misa. Why would Elio now come to kill this guy?
Okay.
Leaving out everything else, it just says... Yeah.
You have to read it to the end because I'm like bugging out.
Is there precedent for that? Does Eliyahu come in any other scenario?
And kill people?
To kill anybody?
Yeah.
Pinchas has a vengeance.
Pinchas.
Elio was a Gilgal from Pinchas, so therefore he's...
Okay.
No, Elio and Avi was known to be a Kanoi. He was a Kanoi. I mean, that was... We sometimes you think of Elio and Avi as like a sweet. No, he was. He fought against Baal. He was. It seems like a burly man. We're not sure with a big belt, a big leather. But they speak about him in a strong way. He wasn't.
Also, like other places where you say Shtei Rishuyos, like Modim or Shema.
Yeah, you don't talk to
twice, right? Like Elio is not coming. Right. I got bound twice.
Is there other precedent for Hayamisa for Durabaking? Over a Rabbanon?
We'll get to that, yeah.
Because
typically
it's the Deraisa that you
saw. Sort
of. We saw Gemara already. I let me see if I can quickly find it. We saw Gemara that had a Lashon. Give me 1 second. I didn't look this up before, but now that you're saying that, we had a Gemara that said anybody who's over the words of the Divrei Chacham is Chayav Misa. We had those words, no? Remember, we were like astounded by that? I don't remember what we said. You don't remember?
Oh, was that by Shema?
I thought it was over here. Oh, 1 second. Yeah. On Dalam Abiz, yeah, it was by Shema. It was... We're talking about davening. You don't have to look now, but we're talking about davening by Chatzos, right? Why do you have to say Shema by Chatzos? Why can't you go till the morning or before? K'dei l'harchik as adam in Avera. Chacham made a siyag l'divrayim, right? Chacham always made boundaries to their words. That was a whole machlokas. Their words, or Hashem's words, whatever it was. We don't want a person to come from the Sadeh, say, I'm going to eat a little bit, sleep a little bit, then I'll daven. Remember, he's going to miss Shema. So then the Gemara goes on and says, V'chol ha'over al divrei chachamim chayiv misa. And we're not even talking about doing an aveir, we're talking about missing a mitzvah saseh, which is a lot lighter than being over a lo saseh. V'chol ha'over al divrei chachamim chayiv misa. So we're going to come, yeah, so they do bring this into the Gemara.
Though you're not over every deraisa, you're not chayiv misa.
Right, so we have to overdo it sometimes. You see in the Gemara, sometimes we have to be more machmir on derabanans and deraisas, because deraisas already have their shmir, there's punishments. Derabanans, people might not take it seriously, so we have to overdo it with chumras and punishments. Yeah, to make it serious.
But if a fence is barbed wire, or electric barbed wire.
Right. Yeah, but it's just a derabanan. Yeah, but you need the barbed wire. So then the Gemara show goes to try to explain our girsa. V'yesh liyashiv girsa seyda. Maybe we could be miyashiv. We could fix up our girsa. The idmile ketaya lo kai aelio. We're not saying that Elio dressed up as an Arab and then killed the guy. Again, we have a Jew davening. Our girsa says Elio dressed kilu, dressed up, however he does that, whatever the word is, like a superhero, right? He could just take off his clothing. He's like an Arab, and he went and he killed the Jew. No, ela oso ish. That person davening looked like an Arab. He didn't. So right, Elio comes and sees what looks like an Arab, or really, I think he made the Jew look like an Arab. So when he killed him, it didn't look so bad. Kai, dahava idmi lele Elio. So okay, the way that the Marsha seems to learn, because the Ben Yoyada asks on this, is that Elio. It looked like an Arab to Elio. I think that's how he looked, because he asks a question on this Marsha. It appeared to Elio, She'enu Yisrael El Aravi. It appeared to Elio that this person was an Arab davening behind the shul the other way. Lekach Hargu Elio. And therefore Elio killed him. So the way that Marsha learns our Gemara to work with our Girsa, even though he agrees to Rashi, is that Elio was walking by a shul, saw this Arab, well, looked like an Arab, it was really a Jew, but it looked like an Arab, davening the other way. He says to him, you know, what are you doing? I'm chopping off your head. I can't. The Ben Yoyada has many questions on this. I'll tell you, he says, the Ben Yoyada has a few questions. Number one, I'll tell you, he says like this. He says, number one, why, if he looked like an Arab, why would you kill him? Why would you kill him? But he's chayv to daven the same way as a Jew. Why is he dying for that?
It's an Arab that looked like a Jew would probably make more sense.
But here it was a Jew. Right. Looking like an Arab.
Why is he seeing an Arab?
Why is he seeing an Arab?
Yeah, why does it look like to him?
The biggest question he says is, V'odzu kashim mikulam. The biggest question is, Eichi tachin she'Elio zocher l'tov. How could it be Elio zocher l'tov? Shu malach, shaluch min ha'shamayim, would be sent from Shemayim, right? Elio's dead. He's coming back. Or he's not dead, really. L'yavchin v'l'yeda v'zeh ha'isha tabo. He doesn't know who this is. Elio only comes when it's clear what's going on over here. He doesn't walk around the earth making mistakes here. Shetabo v'chashu aravi, and he thought he was an Arab, and he killed him. U'be'emesu Yisrael, and it was really a Jew, and he made a mistake. The Marsha, he's arguing the Marsha. The camp doesn't make sense. V'shafach dam Yisrael, and he kills a Jew. U'bevadai dover zeloni tin lahamar. You can't say this. He argues with the Marsha. So therefore, so he goes on and says, how do you answer our Gersa? Why did he kill him? Yesh lomar, da'afo gav de'enu chayiv misa bidei adam. Even though he really wasn't chayiv, Basin's not going to kill this person. Chayiv bidei shemayim. Why? Zok the doctor, sha'avro divrei chachamim. Because he was over the words of the Chachamim, Sha'amru asur l'spal achar beis kenesis. Chazal said, you can't do this. Divrei Chachamim are serious. He was over. So whenever it says, Yechayiv Misa, right? I just read to you. Yechayiv Misa being over Divrei Chachamim doesn't mean Beis Din come and kill you. Bidei Shemayim. But guess where Elio is from? He's from Shemayim. But overall, Divrei Chachamim Chayiv Misa, Bidei Shemayim. Those who are over on Divrei Chachamim Chayiv Misa, Bidei Shemayim. Lukach Elio Zachatov, Shehum Malach, Mena Shemayim. Elio is from Shemayim. Hargu Bidei Shemayim. He came down for whatever reason. He was sent to this situation to make it serious. And he's from Shemayim. Shemayim could kill this person.
He didn't do it by mistake, though.
No, yeah. This is Ben Yehuda argues with the Marsha.
Was he just swinging around his sword and like, oops?
I think it's a sickle, right? I'm joking. Right? According to Ben Yehuda, this is he has the most clear. You'll see other. We're gonna see other shitas what they held. He held straight. There was a person doing something wrong. He was chay b'deish misa b'deish amayim, and Elio comes to kill him. Straight. That's our girsa.
The simplest explanation.
So why did he dress himself up like an Arab? Why did Elio dress himself like an Arab? Just he's chay misa b'deish amayim. So he says, nearly misiata d'shmaya, also came if they are rowan. Elio didn't want people. It was he did it because of Maris Hayim. Devada he what?
To set an example.
Well, the example was still set. The guy died for the thing. They're all talking about it in shul the next day. Guys, I think you should have it in shul. Devada he owned them sham b'nei adam. There were certainly people around there. I mean, there were people in shul davening. Varosha hargu. And they all speak about why the guy died. Meaning, even if some Arab came by, some Stam Arab came by and killed this person, everybody's like, you know, why'd this happen? Must be there's a Gemara in Brachos that he's not listening to. I mean, this is what happens. This is what they talk about. He must have been over that halacha. It's clear. He wanted people to be careful with this. That even in the eyes of the Nachrim that this is bad. It's almost like a Chil Hashem also. That an Arab came and had to kill this Jew, Lo Aleinu, for doing something that goes against the team. Because it's a Chil Hashem also. Even the Arabs goyim get that this is wrong. You're by a shul, daven the right way like everybody else. Right? Sometimes you have non-Jews who are very religious, and they laugh. Sometimes that ends a big Chil Hashem. They say that they come into a shul, and they say, talking, this and that. Not that they don't have problems in their own places, but that's not a reason that we should talk and not be respectful. Anyway, akupanim. So that's the way that the Ben Yehuda is just straight.
If a person was davening in shul, but like you know, the guy sits in the front row, but he's watching the, you know, turned around while he's davening and watching what's going on the whole time, other side, would that kind of fall in the same categories?
The Russia?
Yeah,
it's called Russia. They bring down it's Shimon Asri.
The question is why did the Gemara say Shtei Rishiyos or whatever the Gersa is? Because if the real reason was because you're going against the Milcham, Eliyahu should have said that. You have to.
No. The Shtei Rishiyos is the Tam why what you're doing is inappropriate. Who stated, who's the one who said it's Usser? Usser is because the Chum said it. Why they say it's Usser? Because it looks like Rishiyos. Even though it's not, the guy gives, they really don't have to Kaddish Baruch Hu. But they said that looks like it, you shouldn't do that. So the punishment is because of the Chum said don't do it. The reason why they said don't do it is because of Shtei Rishiyos. Make sense, right?
Yeah, or could we say that the single Rishiyos is really the Chum? You think there's two Rishiyos, so you think you could make your own path in Yiddishkeit, you're going against
that's,
the Chum. I don't know.
That's an Amunah Shalash. That's the Nevi Baal. That was what Elio Novi came. It's interesting. It actually works out very nice, even deeper. I didn't see this anywhere, but Elio Novi, one of his biggest fights was against the Nevi Baal. Right? That whole mice where he shechted a carbon outside. What? That was a fight against the Shtei Rishuyos. The Baal held of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but also other powers, which is actually a little scary if you learn the Sugya, and I haven't really. I should, because it could be nowadays people hold them the very ballish tickle.
Yeah, I'm just scared. Eliyahu says, like, whatever you do, be consistent.
Choose one way, he said to them. Yeah, he yelled at them. He said, choose, it's better to choose. And they say this. I think that Chaim Shulevitz says such a thing. Right, Eliyahu Novi comes and he makes a whole big thing. But the Nevi Baal. And he's yelling at them. They hold them with the carbonos. If you remember, you should see the mice. It's crazy mice.
I really smell.
Harolisha, right. He shechted carbon outside of the Mishkan area. But he says in the Nevi'ah, listen, guys, you're trying to play both ways over here. You can't root for both teams, you know? Either be God-fearing people, really choose a Kaddish Baruch Hu, or be over the Avodah Zarah. Don't pretend to do both. This happens to be, just parenthetically, the Musar is, Chaim Shalom, I think he explains, why would Eliyahu Novi tell him to do Avodah Zarah? So it happens to do what we were talking about this morning in Bavod.
Okay.
If you pretend your whole life that you're both, me, you'll never fix yourself. At least if you go to the side of Avodah Zarah, then at some point a person can explain to you what you're doing is wrong, come to the side. But if you think what you're doing is right, or chetzi right, then you're going to be, you think you're tahor, right, paradum, you think you're tahor, you're just going to be tama your whole life. You'll never be able to work it out. It's better to go wrong, hit rock bottom, lo aleinu, and then to see the emes. So it's interesting that Eliyahu, I didn't see anybody bring this down, but I think this has got to be the mamish pashut. Why over here is Eliyahu Navi coming to kill? He doesn't kill by every time the over divrei chachamim, because dafka here shtei reshuyos, where it's Baal, this is his thing in the world. Happens to be Baal also Beis Ayin Lamed. Baal is gematria 102, which is gematria emuna. Right, the Nevi Baal. They don't. You have a moon in Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have a moon in this. It's not so clear. It looks like this. So yes, Eliyahu Navi comes dafka now and he attacks. Okay, Mishem, we'll continue tomorrow with another shita.
Yeah.
That's right.